Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Violence against Christians puts Nigeria in the headlines again. I'll have the latest in just a moment. And then stick around to hear how history finds redemption in the United States. It's a story of heart and hope. But we'll begin today in Nigeria, where violence erupted in the northern part of the country on Friday. In the state of Bauchi, extremists attacked a pastor and several other Christians, burning down homes and shops. Now, the incident started after an allegedly blasphemous social media post. It follows the murder of a Christian student for blasphemy earlier this month. The Christian Association of Nigeria says false charges of blasphemy are increasingly being used against Christians. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says
they are saying some of the same things that Christians in Pakistan say. Hey, this is just an excuse for violence. This is just an excuse for revenge. You can say anybody said something blasphemous and then instantly they are attacked and there's no chance for them to say, wait a minute, I didn't say that, or wait a minute, I didn't mean it the way you heard it.
The murder of the student, Deborah Samuel, drew widespread condemnation. Two men will face charges in her death.
We've seen situations in Pakistan where someone was arrested and then they didn't get convicted or the charges didn't stick. So I think we have to kind of watch, and I hope the international community will watch closely what is happening. Hopefully there will be justice, because that will send a message.
Ask God to protect Nigeria's believers and give them wisdom, and pray their love will reveal Jesus to those who wish them harm. Elsewhere, serving like Christ has its downfalls. When you always put others first and forget about your own needs, burnout is sure to follow. For Jan Bradford, that moment came on the mission field in Cameroon. So Jan and her husband took a one-year hiatus in the United States at Wycliffe USA's Counseling Center.
Because of that, we were able to go back to Cameroon for another four-year term. And if I had not had that help, I could not have gone back.
Inspired by her experience, Jan is currently working on her master's degree in counseling. She hopes to apply that knowledge back in Cameroon with the Trauma Healing Program.
It's been there for several years, and they've had a lot of training classes for the trauma healing with pastors and leaders.
Pray for wise time management as Jan balances her studies with Wycliffe USA's Career Development Specialist training. And pray the Lord would match Jan with people who need guidance, like the Korean Academy student she helped in Cameroon.
Her parents, being Korean, didn't know anything about the university system in North America. And so we walked together through this whole process. And she spent many afternoons in my office, and she got accepted to a university in Canada and is there now.
And centuries ago, before the land known today as Arkansas became part of the United States, it was favored hunting ground for the Osage tribe. Few natives from any tribe call it home now, and the history of Harrison, Arkansas carries plenty of pain. But a new center taking shape in Harrison on the campus of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries offers hope.
We are looking at fulfillment of the full circle strategy of On Eagle's Wings, which is investing more time in these Christian young native leaders who are saying, I want to make a difference for my people.
Brad Hutchcraft oversees On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Classes are set to begin at the On Eagle's Wing Leadership Center this fall.
This is going to be a 9-month gap year program. We're going to cover things from biblical worldview to how to just handle your finances to relationship things.
Many Native youth come to Christ from a painful background. Stepping away for a season to heal is powerful.
We have seen over the years that when they can get away from the everyday, from the things weighing them down, they grow in such amazing ways. And so for them to be able to come to the beautiful place in the Ozark Hills, they are able to pull away and really focus on who Jesus created them to be.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
Pray for all the remaining funds that are needed for this. But most importantly, I would say pray for the first class of students.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.